From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our program. Tonight we continue with the testimony of Mrs. Loreen King, who lives in the Macrofelt area. She will tell us of how she was first challenged by the gospel. Her full testimony, on tape, may be obtained from us free of charge. Just contact us. You will hear details of how you can do that at the end of the program. We will be continuing with our study of the central doctrines of the Christian faith after we listen to a further extract of Mrs. King's testimony. Tonight I'm going to be dealing with the resurrection of Christ. But first of all, here's Loreen King telling us of how an aunt first spoke to her about her need of salvation.
The only saved person that I ever had come in contact with right up through my teenage years was an aunt, my father's sister. And she lived nearby, and she would have witnessed to us. I was working then, I had my own wee hairdressing business at home. And I'd have been doing her hair, she would have been talking to me. And I remember one day she said to me, "You know, Loreen, if you were good enough, why did Jesus die?" And that's the first time that it struck me that I wasn't good enough. You know, more than her witness, I know she prayed. And she prayed and she prayed that she would see some of her loved ones saved. I was going out with David at that time. We got engaged when I was 19. And although we would have went to the places of the world, I never had a love for the world. I never enjoyed being out in the world. I never felt secure when I was in the world. And the Lord began to work in a mighty way in our family. And he began to answer my aunt's prayers. And in 1987, my brother-in-law, my eldest sister's husband, was involved in a bad road traffic accident. He could have been killed in that accident. It was so serious. The Lord was so merciful. And the Lord heard my aunt's prayers and preserved his life. There was a faithful friend that Robert Bale had, that was his name. And he came when Robert was lying in hospital. And Robert had come out of that accident just with bruises. And his friend that he had met through work had witnessed to him and told him that it was only God's goodness that had brought him out. It was nothing in himself. He wasn't a bigger or better man because he had survived that accident. It was the mercy of God and the long suffering of a holy God. And he invited Robert to come out to Macrofelt Free Presbyterian Church. And in 1987, Robert had been in the accident in July, and in August, almost just a month later, Robert went out to hear the gospel, and the Lord saved him. And you know, we were all watching Robert. Robert witnessed straight away that the Lord had saved him and that he was saved, and he was a new creature. And I remember listening to him, but more than that, I was so curious. I watched him because there was a difference. He was changed. And I was very curious as to know what this change was.
We will hear more from Loreen King's testimony next week in the will of the Lord. But please, if you'd like to hear her full testimony, do send for the free tape. Let's turn now our attention to the doctrine of the resurrection of Christ, for it is indeed one of the central doctrines of the gospel. Last week I pointed out that the proof of the acceptance of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for the sins of his people was his rising from the dead. Romans chapter 4 and verse 25 reads, "Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification," or "because of our justification, as his death was brought about by our sins. So the resurrection of Christ was brought about because his sacrifice was accepted by the Father. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, as I have already stated, is a central doctrine of the gospel. It is a vital doctrine, as Paul explains in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in the verses 13 to 19. Let me read them to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and it's the verse 13. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. If we tear down the doctrine of the resurrection of Christ, the whole fabric, the whole structure of the Christian faith falls apart. Paul says, if Christ isn't raised from the dead, then we're liars. Our preaching is in vain, and we have been misrepresenting God, for we have said, God raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. And if Christ is not raised from the dead, then you Christians are still in your sins. You're still lost. You're still on your way to hell. And those which have fallen asleep, that is, they have died, trusting in Christ, they are perished. They're lost. There's no hope for them. And he sums it all up in the verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. If Christ's our only hope, then if he hasn't been raised from the dead, we are of all men most miserable. So when you take away the doctrine of the resurrection of Christ, you destroy the whole substance, fabric, framework of the gospel and of Christianity. It's a vital doctrine, therefore. To show how important the resurrection of Christ is, let me give you these simple observations. First of all, the resurrection of Christ is always included in any summary of gospel teaching. In this first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians in the chapter 15, from which I have just read, we have a summary of the gospel given us in the opening verses of the chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That's Paul's summary of the gospel. And the resurrection of Christ is an essential part of that summary. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus was prophesied. And Paul, when he declared the substance of his ministry in Acts chapter 26, the verses 22 and 23, he says this, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. So Paul's message, which was only repeating what the prophets and Moses had said would come, was a message in which he set forth the resurrection of Christ. So Christ's resurrection was prophesied by the Old Testament prophets. You have an example of it in Psalm 16, where the psalmist says, and he is speaking here prophetically, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." Christ is the Holy One, and he did not see corruption in the grave. He was raised from the dead. The Lord Jesus himself prophesied of his own death in Matthew chapter 16:21. We read, for instance, "From that time began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day." The resurrection of Christ was repeatedly emphasized by the apostles when they were preaching. I'm going to give you just one example, but I'll give you some other references that you can look up for yourself. Acts chapter 2, the verses 23 and 24. "Him, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." If you care to look at Acts chapter 3, the verses 14 and 15. Acts chapter 10, the verses 39 and 40. Acts chapter 17, the verses 2 and 3. And you will see how the apostles emphasized this doctrine. They were never challenged by their opponents on this doctrine. That is why Christ sent them to begin their labors in Jerusalem. If the resurrection of Christ was not challenged in Jerusalem, where it took place, how then can it be challenged anywhere? If it was not challenged by those who lived in the day when this event was supposed to have taken place, then how can it be challenged anywhere? If it was not challenged by those who crucified Christ, how then can it be challenged anywhere? More about this doctrine next week in the will of the Lord. Do remember to send for the free tape of Lorraine King's testimony and join with us again around God's Word next Monday, 10 in the morning and 9 in the evening. Good night and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.